Blog Talk Radio.
Light beer shouldn't taste like water. Miller Lite has more taste and only 96 calories. It's Miller time.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. For those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the Text Now app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
Shaka Khan, let me rock it, let me rock Shaka Khan. Let me rock it, that's all I wanna do. Shaka Khan, let me rock it, let me rock Shaka Khan. Let me rock it, that's a feel for you. Shaka Khan, what you tell me, what you wanna do? Do you feel for me the way I feel for you? Shaka Khan, let me tell you what I wanna do. I wanna love you, wanna hug you, wanna squeeze you too. So let me take it in my arms, let me feel you with my charm, Shaka. Cause you know that I'm the one to give you one, Shaka. I make it more than just a physical dream. I wanna rock you, Shaka, baby, cause you make me wanna scream. Let me rock it, rock it.
I
And we are live. Today is December 22nd. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Happy Kwanzaa. Happy Hanukkah to all my friends, my family, whatever it is that you celebrate around this season. Happy most. All right. We are on the air from Lagos, Nigeria. Call 516-453-9133. Press 1. This is to join the conversation. This is brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. And this is a product of WBNN. This is Strictly Business. And I am your host, E. Davis. Now, last month was Thanksgiving. And we were discussing on a business level how to build your business through network marketing. If you don't really know of a business to create on your own, getting involved in network marketing is a perfect way to make some extra money, to build that income, to even start your own business. And you can even use it as a type of stepping stone, a means to an end. All right, I've met several people that use network marketing as a means to an end, meaning that they didn't know what they wanted to do, say, 5 years from now. They had an idea they wanted to own their own business. They wanted to own their own brand, but they didn't know, but they wanted to be in the business realm. So they got into network marketing, and they made their money. They built a group of people under them to help sell them, so they got a commission, and then they were able to start their own company years later. So because we had so much information, I could not get it all in one show. So we're going to carry this out. And because this is my last show of this year, we're going to wrap this up this year, because I already started brainstorming for the next show next year, well, next month. All right. So let's just go over a few things with network marketing. So what is it? Network marketing is a business model that depends on one person, on person-to-person sales by independent representatives, often working from home. So if you guys, because like, I'm in Pittsburgh. Tonight we're on 2 o'clock in the morning. Real cold. I'm not trying to go outside to work, okay? So if you guys are able to stay home, especially during this holiday weekend, this Christmas weekend, stay home. A network marketing business may require you to build a network of business partners or salespeople to assist with lead generation and closing sales, okay? There are many reputable network marketing operations, but some have been denounced as pyramid schemes. And we even discussed that you want to actually do your thorough research on if it's a pyramid scheme or can you really build. And can you really learn business strategy and techniques? The latter may focus less on the sales to customers than on the recruitment of salespeople who may require to pay upfront for expensive starter kits. And we also talked about this last month. When you sign into a network marketing company, such as Avon, Mary Kay, they'll give you a starter kit. That's catalogs, that's notebooks, that's pencils, that's maybe skincare, whatever the business is, they'll send you a starter kit. You should pay no more than $100, $130, considering tax and shipping. That's it. If the starter kit costs more than that, I would definitely do more research into the business as to why. But no, you shouldn't pay no more than maybe $130 your starter kit. So we have some key takeaways. Network marketing appeals to people with high energy and strong sales skills. So you have to be a salesperson. It is direct sales. You can't look at it as, well, I don't want to be the cheesy car salesman. You don't have to be, because who's really going to buy from the cheesy car salesman? But it is sales. It's direct sales. You want to be able to build a profitable business with model investment. A network marketing business can be a single-tier program whereby you sell the products or multi-tier, where you also recruit additional salespeople. So you got to get people up under you to sell. All right? Beware of network marketing companies that create many tiers of salespeople or require you to purchase expensive products or training material up front. You shouldn't purchase your training. The training should be provided. If you think about, say, some of these jobs, they pay you to be trained. Why are you paying them for training? Think about that. Make sure to thoroughly research the company before you join. Now, you can always get out. You can always say, you know, this is not for me. But you really don't want to waste that money on the starter kit or that money on the initial investment. So definitely do your research. All right? We talked about how does it work. Network marketing is known by a variety of names, including multi-level marketing, MLM, circular marketing, affiliated marketing, consumer direct marketing, referral marketing, or home-based business financing, and that's a lot. Companies that follow the network marketing model often create tiers of salespeople. That is, salespeople are encouraged to recruit their own network of salespeople. So you have to, now, if I was to sign up to network marketing, now I need to recruit people under me to sell for network marketing to sign up. The creators of the new tiers can earn commission on their own sales and on sales made by other people in the tier they created a downline. In time, a new tier can sprout yet another tier, which continues more commission to the person in the top tier as well as the middle tier. I sign three people. Each of those three sign up three people, and so on and so on and so on. And then I will get a commission from each one of their sales. Now that sounds pretty cool. It does, because you always gotta know there's a check coming in the mail. That's kind of helpful. Let's look at some special considerations. Anyone considering joining a network marketing operation should do their research before making a decision. You have to research it, because one, you got to know that it's for you. You got to know if it's something that you like. Pitch at a chance to make money by selling products or by recruiting others. So when someone is introducing you to a network marketing opportunity, do they look at it as recruiting other people? So if you say, I just don't have time to get into something else, well, maybe you don't, but your recruits do. And again, you'll earn that commission. Or is it to make some extra money? You know, with in today's business realm, in today's money realm, in today's marketing realm, money, like, it's horrible. But if you need to make some extra money, you know, if your 9-to-5 just isn't working for you fully, you're not trying to go to another job working 4 or 5 hours a day, but network marketing might be a way of you making that extra money. What is the track record of the company's founders? You definitely want to research the history. Know your history. Are you personally enthusiastic about the products? Do you use the product? Is it something like, oh, I love it, this would be great, because I love it, because I use it, I can really talk about it? Are people you know enthusiastic about the product? Do you know someone who's enthusiastic about the product? Not just you, but do you know someone? Is the product being promoted effectively? Promotion is key. Marketing is key. All right. Do you foresee a relatively fast pathway to profits, or a long time treading water? Is this just something that, can you see yourself really making money, or are you just in a shallow, just treading water, just like, okay, I'm just moving? Because if you don't really see yourself making money, then you're going to waste your time. You're going to waste your time and money investing into this business. And the point is to make money, not waste money. Now, we talked about, is it a pyramid scheme? While network marketing, multi-level marketing programs have been accused of being pyramid schemes, there are some important difference. While those who are able to recruit some members into the program are often able to enjoy great residual commissions. Network marketing is a legitimate and legal business structure that offers real products and services sold to customers. So you really have to see how you can grow. You have to see. All right, what is the top grossing network marketing program? So we have the top listing brands for Amway are Neutralite Vitamin Mineral and Dietary Supplement, Artistry Kin Care and Color Cosmetics, E Spring Water Treatment System, and XS Energy Drinks, also sold exclusively by independent Amway business owners. In 2021, it brought in $8.9 million in revenue. So if you're thinking about going into network marketing, Google Amway, see how you can sign up. Okay, so now we need to discuss some things. So how do you really just jump into network marketing? Just over the weekend, I got my hair done at my cousin's. She has a shop in the city of Wilkinsburg. And when I walked in there was a stack of Avon magazines. Now, this is great because, of course, you're in a hair salon. While you're waiting to be seen by the stylist, or once you're under the dryer, you can go through your Avon. But is Avon a passion? Is Avon a passion for me where I want to make some money? Is Avon something that I want to do? Research Avon. Even though you know the Avon lady, I'm sure all your coworkers sell it. Is it something that you're interested in? Hey, Uncle Milford, thank you very much for tuning in. I personally am a big fan of Mary Kay Cosmetics, Mary Kay Skincare. I enjoy their skincare. I've used their skincare for, over 10 years, maybe 20 years. It works for me. I had splotchy skin, I had acne-prone skin, and it was the brand for me. So also, you want to have a why story. Why did you sign up to this plan, this program, this marketing network? Network marketing is about pitching the right company and realizing your valued creator. Whatever you enjoy the most, you'll do the most. Is this something that you're really into? Are you really trying to start a business? Or are you really trying to maybe even make some extra money? You have to have a passion. You don't have a passion for something. You're just going through the motion. Everybody knows I'm an author. I'm a writer. That is my passion. If you see, I'm in my office right now. I enjoy writing. I enjoy reading. My passion. That's my thing. Your love and passion for the products or service drives you to your properly tell its story, drives you to properly tell its story and how you create value. Consider what products have improved your life in the past and what you want to learn more about. It's supplements, home decor, cosmetics. When you choose something you have a deep interest in, that passion will shine through. So, are you into supplements like herbal vitamins? That's something that, say that you had to, say, change your diet for your health reasons, because we all know after COVID, during the COVID time frame, some of us gained weight. Some of us took a new outlook on life. So if you took, say, some supplements, some dietary supplements, and they changed your life, they truly, truly changed your life, you're passionate about it. And you want to share with the world about it. So you'll reach out to your Herbalife representative, okay? You'll reach out to someone who could help you understand the value into these supplements. And you will tell its story. You will tell what they did for you you may have before and after shots. I mean, we've seen them on TV on the infomercials. You may have, you have a great story as to why these supplements are great for you, okay? Are you into cosmetics? Are you into the glamour? Do you like makeup? Do you want to do a makeup tutorial? Cosmetics, Avon, Mary Kay, Artistry, these are some of the network marketing businesses that can help you grow your business, make some extra money. And here's the thing. You want to kind of wear the product, and you want to see how it made you feel. If you had on a Mary Kay colored lipstick and it just made you feel powerful, like, in your bag, like you just feel it yourself. Or if you had acne-prone skin like me and somebody put you on to Mary Kay skincare and within a few weeks, your skin is full, you're like, okay, you have to tell its story, all right? There's another benefit to choosing something that you love. More sales, like more sales, because people want to understand how you feel this way. You're like, oh, I see it. I see, because what it is that you're glowing. You're like, this is why I love the product. This is why I love, you know, drinking that vitamin water. This is why I love those supplements. Today, consumers is bombarded with marketing, branding, and advertising. They're on a high alert and know when they are being sold to. If you're just doing this for the money, they'll sense it right away. If you're all about, okay, are you going to buy the lipstick or not? Huh. That can kind of turn them off. Like, well, I mean, if you only just ask me how my mother is doing, how my friend is doing, just for some money, I don't know. Okay? They're on a high alert, and they know, and people, your consumers will know they're being sold to. If you're just doing this for the money, they'll sense it right away and react accordingly. The best networking marketing entrepreneurs figure out how to combine their true passion with their ability to make money. What is network marketing and what is network marketing at its most successful? It's your chance to make a difference in the world and to make money while you're at it. So you want the consumer to feel that they need this product. They need it. Okay? For me, when I had acne-prone skin, I needed, the Mary Kay representative knew that I needed something for my skin. I was like, ugh. And now here's the thing. I was drinking a lot of sodas. I was eating a lot of junk food. So I knew that the acne was self-inflicted. I was in my mid-20s with a kid face. I'm just like, I don't want to look like this anymore. So I needed it. So she targeted that need. He wasn't just trying to make a sale. She understood that this was a problem for me. This was a need. But what if something that they really don't need, but you want them to feel that they do need? But you want to just kind of tap into the element, like maybe time-consuming. If you're selling Amway and you know you got a busy working mom, a busy working family, and they don't have time to really just scrub the kitchen floor as much as they need to, it's very easy to get a Swiffer and blah, 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 but to really just really get that clean feeling that you want, Amway may have a product to say work just as well as Swiffer, maybe even better. It could get them floors clean. It can get that kitchen spotless, that bathroom spotless, all in one bottle, takes about 5 to 10 minutes, and you're good to go. Huh, I'll try it. Let's see. They don't, quote, unquote, need it, but why not try it? Because it might help their lifestyle, okay? Step two, choose the right company. Now, that can be challenging because there's so many network marketing companies out there. Passion is the most essential ingredient to successful network marketing, your passion, okay? And choosing the right company that matches your passion is equally vital. You'll need to research carefully to locate a business whose message, story, and products or service capture your image and make sure you want to join their ranks. The network marketing business you choose must have the following traits. And I'll go over those traits after this track by Brother O.
In your eyes and I can
Logos, Nigeria. Call 516-453-9133 and press 1 to join the conversation. It's brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. This is a product of WBNN, and this is Strictly Business, and I am your host, Davis, and happy Merry Christmas, Happy Kwanzaa, Happy Hanukkah, Feliz Navidad, Merry everything, okay? Just Merry it, okay? M-E-R-R-Y, Merry it. We are in the holiday season. What are your holiday plans? Go ahead and message me, comment on my live stream, what your holiday plans are. If it's just sitting around, just relaxing, cool. If it's visiting the family, cool. Those with the babies, the grandbabies, what do you like most about this time of year? Of course, is seeing their faces and they unwrap gifts and celebrating it with your loved ones. But just go ahead and comment on my stream and on what your plans are or just how you feel this holiday season. This Christmas crept up on me fast. I was not ready. I was not ready, but you got to get ready. All right. So we're talking about network marketing, and we discussed it last month on my show, and it was a lot of information. So we are going to carry it over this show, and this will be actually, this is my last show of the year. So next year, we got a whole new concept for Strictly Business. But nonetheless, we're talking about steps on network marketing. When I mentioned in step number two, you want to choose the right company. The network marketing business you choose must have the following traits, and these are the traits. 50% of business fail within 5 years. So this is something that we do know. And 80% fail within 5 years. Signing up with a business that hasn't had its doors open for at least that long is an additional risk. All right, so you just definitely got to find the right company, okay? You want to find a company with steady cash flow. Network marketing companies with nothing to hide disclose their financial statements. Take the time to read the statements and ensure the business is well capitalized. So you got to know they make some money. They will display it. They will disclose it. I mean, they will let you know what they bring in yearly. Professional development. Make sure the business provides the coaching, technology, and support you need and will send you to any conferences and meetings required to advance in your training. Like any job, they will give you the mentoring, the coaching, the training that's needed. And if there is a conference, you could go. So make sure you go if they are really about helping you make money. All right, you want to establish a customer base? Sign on with an established company that already has a raving fan customers. And existing customers base allows a network marketing business to shift gears as necessary. So put your resources to work. This is step number three. Succeeding at network marketing is largely dependent on how many resources you can cultivate. Start by discovering how you can leverage things you already have, connections, education, and achievements into business success. You may already have dozens of relationships that you could capitalize on to grow your network. As you consider turning to these people, remember that you want to add value to their lives with your product or service. Again, it's a need. Why do I need another tube of red lipstick? You need to reach to the need. You got to say to me, sis, friend, I know you like to have your lips polished and your lipstick and your face done and everything like that. So I want you to try this red lipstick. I know it's perfect for your complexion. It's perfect for your skin tone. And for that party going to, it'd be perfect for the look that you're achieving. And if I'm going for a specific look, why not try it? Okay? You're adding value to it. And then because I do a lot of videos, I do a lot of, I don't want to say I'm an influencer because I'm nowhere near that, but because I am physically seen, I may want to try that. I'm like, okay, why not? Why not? Also, adding value to my life with the product or services such as the Amway, the cleaning products, or any of the products that may help make life easier. Like I've run two companies. I'm starting another company. So it's like I just don't have time to dibble and dabble in this. So I need something that can just make my life very easy. And that's where you get into that need. Don't pitch everyone in your phone book just because you can. Remember that the secret to living is giving. Those who are thriving in network marketing understand That is not about selling. It's about using the opportunity to cultivate an abundance and improve the lives of others. It is about selling, but it's not. It's selling because you want to make sales. You want to make the money. Because it's your job. If you sign up for that, that is your job, okay? But you really just want to make sure that the need is there, okay? That this is what we need. This is what I need. This is what they need. So let me help you. And then also, there's nothing wrong with maybe giving a sample. I mean, think about the drug man. He gave you a free sample. You liked it. You went back and got some more. I mean, if the drug man can do that, we could do that. Now, don't give away all your samples. Like, no, you're trying to make money. So here's a sample. Let me know what you think, and then I'll come and take care of you. You can give discounts. You can give a percentage off. So it's about giving, all right? Step four, manage your mindset. In network marketing, the way you think about yourself matters far more than your tactics. You might have plenty of strategies to deploy, but if you're not in the right mind, you won't be able to execute them. However, even if you have no business experience, you can succeed in network marketing if you create the right mindset. Your mindset, the way you think, is so vital in any business, okay? Allergy season, so I apologize for the sniffles. Okay, if you have to have your mind, you have to, first of all, the Bible says, speak those things that are not as if they were. Faith, you have to have faith, okay? You have to have faith and believe that I'm going to make some sales today, I'm going to do great today, or I'm going to meet some great people who are going to give you the best advice on making sales. And if you have a Eeyore spirit, and I know quite a few people, how you doing? I'm okay. Well, I don't know. Your mindset. You have to be positive. You have to smile. You have to be engaging. Because these are potential customers. These are potential life friends. Okay? And these are, I mean, you have to change your mind. Even in any business. And also, you have to listen. You have coaches and mentors for a reason. If you don't listen, you will not succeed. You will not succeed. No, I'm not going to even want to keep saying it. If you're hard-headed, you will not succeed. I knew a person, and I mentioned this before. I knew a person that did not listen to a mentor when it comes to sales. And they totally missed the mark. They refused to listen. And it was discouraging to me hearing that, only because I knew that person had so much potential and so much power in what they were selling. They could have reached so many people, but they refused to listen. Change your mind, change your thinking. And if you have to change your friends, change your circle, that's common sense. Okay, if I knew someone that she sold Mary Kay. She signed up for Mary Kay. She was excited about it. And she had this cantankerous roommate that she actually lived with. Okay, she moved into the roommate's house. And the roommate said to her, well, don't think I'm going to buy any of that Mary Kay. Okay, don't buy it. But when the starter kit came in, and Mary Kay does a cute starter kit, you get a tote bag, everything's pink and pretty, it smells good, smells divine. That roommate was going through her stuff and took a skincare set, cleanser, moisturizer. That's $110 worth of product. I said, then tell her to take $110 off your rent. Because she specifically says she's not going to buy it, which means she's not going to support it. But yet, when she saw the kit, how pretty it was and how moved the cleanser was, she took it. Change your friends. Change your mindset, because your friend is going to help you build your mindset. If you got negative people around you, what are you going to be? You're going to be negative. All right, we got another track by Brother O. All right. My big brother O, the producer, is not playing fair. He's playing some Shaka. He knows how much I like Shaka, so just bear with me as I do my little shoulder jig as we talk to you about network marketing. We are on the air, live, all the way from Lagos, Nigeria. Call 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. Talk to your girl E. Is brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia, the product of WBNN, and this is Strictly Business, and I am your host, E. Davis. And we have a caller in the queue. Caller, thank you so much for calling. Please tell us your name and where are you calling from.
Hey, girlfriend, it's Sherry Petito.
Hey,
from New Jersey. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Listen, I'm good. I'm listening to you, and I'm giggling over here. I can resonate with everything you said. My mother sold Avon back in the day. One of my biggest clients was this huge Mary Kay lady, okay?
Yes.
I sold party light candles. I mean, it was just crazy back then with everything we did. My daughter now sells, it's called Pure Haven.
Okay.
And the passion we had, we drove 5.5 hours to go into their lab to make sure everything was pure, organic, the whole bit. So I understand passion, but you know what I'm laughing about? I'm thinking back to the 80s and 90s when I had my beauty salons. We didn't have, you know, we didn't have internet. Everything had to be word of mouth.
Okay.
And we were successful. I mean, crazy successful. So today, I think anyone who wants to go into business, if you have the passion you're talking about, look at your outlets. Utilize everything. But here's the thing. There a lot of people today, younger people, their mindset is a little warped to me when it comes to business because they don't want to go the extra mile. They don't want to give free samples. They don't, you know, everything to them is, well, if I'm not going to make money, it's not going to benefit me. What the heck? They can't have that attitude.
Mm-mm.
You know, and I'm not saying give everything away free, but you have to have a balance.
Yes. You definitely have to have a balance. And when I mentioned my friend that where her roommate just took her product.
Yeah, it's terrible.
I was like, no, we need a barter. You need to take that money off my rent if you're going to take my product because that's something that I can use to sell to make money with.
It shouldn't have even been
you know
a question.
I mean?
It should have been I'm deducting that from my rent to you. Period.
Yeah.
You stole
but
from me.
But because the mindset of my friend to not speak up for herself or have the passion in her product and the passion in her business allowed her to be walked over.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Thank you so much for calling.
Oh, my gosh. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Everything you said, all that. Feliz Navidad, right? All of it. Kwanzaa, right? All of it. Yeah, sweetheart.
I love you. Thank you so much.
I love you, too. All right. Have a great, great holiday and New Year.
You, too. Thank you. Oh, wow, that is Jerry Petito. I call her the queen of WBNN because she brings in consecutive shows every single month, and these are like record-breaking shows. So Jerry is the sweetest. I love her to death. When you're doing network marketing, you have to know your why. Why are you doing it? To be successful in any business, one must first have a dream. Your first step is to determine the why. For what? When I started my publishing company, Writer's Block Publishing, LLC, my why is to give independent authors a voice, give them a platform. That was my why. I myself am an independent author, and I want to expand not just me as a brand, but help other independent authors. Why do you want to enter network marketing? So what is it? Is it because you want to be recognized? Maybe you want to live rich, a car, a house, educate your children. You must have a dream to keep it going. Also, ask yourself whether you're ready to commit to it. Even if it's an hour a day, in a bold, write down your dream. So with network marketing, you can kind of manage your hours as opposed to a basic 9-to-5 where you're kind of micromanaged. But with network marketing, say you come home from work, you work a 9-to-5, you're home by 5:30, you got dinner on the stove, you got, you know, the kids are eating. So by 7, homework is done. You want to give yourself maybe 2 hours just to either go over your emails, go over your paperwork, look at it, maybe the training modules, or maybe make some phone calls or some sales. That 2-hour time span. But what is the why? With Mary Kay, I do know that they give incentives. They give, of course, the pink Cadillac. They give cars. They give jewelry and purses and clothes. I mean, whatever that independent sales director, whatever that independent sales consulting did for sales, there's a reward. Do you want to be rewarded? So that's something that you need to kind of, you know, to feed your ego. Or you don't want to make some extra money, especially like around now, of course, it's the holiday time, and you need to make some extra money. You maybe didn't get the Christmas bonus that you expected. Need some extra money. There's nothing wrong with that. You need a car. Mary Kay gives you a car. Of course, it depends on your sales. It depends on your downline. How many downlines you have depends on their sales. But you can get a car. You have to understand your why. Say you wanted just to get, say, just a percentage off the cosmetics or percentage off the Amway products. You say, you know what? I'm not buying Mr. Clean. I just want to stock up on some inventory with Amway. And it's cheaper if I sign up into it and sell it. And just, so that way I just have the inventory. There's nothing wrong with your why, but you have to have a why. Because when you have a why, you have a goal. All right? So one of the actions is write your top 5 dreams that you wish to fulfill in this business. Write them down. You might need extra money for home repairs, remodeling. You may need some extra money, say your children are, say, back to school time. I mean, and again, some of these kids now are, of course, are doing a Zoom school, the cyber school, but you might need extra money. There's nothing wrong with that. But you have to determine your why. And then write down 5 whys. It's okay. You need transportation. You want some extra money. You want a discount on your products. You want, say, recognition. There's nothing wrong with recognition. We all want to be validated. So if I sold $2,000 worth of products, do I want a gift? Absolutely. Absolutely. Will I tell my recruiter what I want? Absolutely. I can say, I'm a Louis Vuitton fanatic. I need a new Louis. That's what I want. Okay? There's nothing wrong with that. Step number 2, decide a goal. You need a goal. Remember I said with the why comes your goals. Each step is going to build a great foundation to your network marketing business. Now that you know why you want to get in network marketing, the second question is how. With help of this guide and your upline, especially your recruiter, decide long-term yearly goals, monthly goals. What are your goals? What are your monthly goals? What are your yearly goals? Do you want to get out of your job sooner? I see on Facebook friends of mine, they kind of complain about the job so much. I comment, start your own business. That simple. Is that your goal? It can be, but you got to hustle. You got to work because you have to now – With your commission and your sales, you have to make what you're making at your job. Okay. Set a yearly goal. Think about it. We are now, next week is New Year's, 2023. So what is the goal for 2023? You want to get out of debt? I think you should. Of course, we need some extra money. Again, you may need help with transportation. You may just want to study some business mindset information. What are your goals? All right? A goal will help you stay focused, and a plan will tell your brain what is needed to be done to reach that goal. So, again, remember I said your mindset? Mm-hmm. A goal will help you stay focused because you know by the end of the month you need to have this much by the end of the month. So you're focused. All right, and a plan will tell your brain what is needed. So your plan is like, okay, so if I need to bring in $1,000 by the end of the month, not just my paycheck from my nine, but from my network marketing. So that means I have to sell maybe $300, $330 weekly. That's okay. Or I need if I want to get $2,000, I'm gonna have to sell maybe $500 a month in products. That means you gotta go on your contacts, you gotta reach your friends and your family. You might have to go out on the street, go to the outlets, go to the shopping mall, go to the plaza, say, hey, you know what, my name is E, and I am a such and such consultant. I just wanted to talk to you. I said, you know what I mean, just about this and that. Can I set up a consultation with you? We can do Zoom. We can do Skype, FaceTime, whatever. You know what I mean? And then once you begin to do that, or you reach your friends and family, say, hey, I'm reaching this goal. Can I have your support? Real friends and real family will support you, not take your product and still make you pay that in rent. All right, track by Brother O.
Oh,
perfect timing for that song. Just let y'all know. All right, we have a caller two in the queue. Caller, thank you so much for calling. Please tell us your name. Where are you calling from?
Yeah, this is Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where, unfortunately, as young men, we didn't get Mary Kay. We got Drug Dealer Starter Kits, 1986 versions, you know what I'm saying, which consist of a beeper, a 1911 9mm pistol, a Buick Celebrity, and 4.5 ounces of cocaine and a pound of weed. 120 Xanax and a bottle of promethazine. Wow, what else? And a pair of Porsche Carrera sunglasses. But that's what we got. We didn't get Mary Kay. You know what I'm saying? But however, I just wanted to say this. Oh, how you doing tonight, D? I'm sorry. How you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
Oh, fabulous. Now, but I wanted to elaborate on all of this good business stuff here. You know what I'm saying? Because check this out. I just wanted to give you this real quick. One of the four poisons, you know what I'm saying? Real quick, I'll give you four of them. The four is, you know, the first one is talking too much, excessive talking, which a person can be a liar, cheater, a fornicator, whatever, a slanderer, a backbiter, you know what I'm saying, an ill-mannered person, whatever. Eating too much makes things laborious for you. You get the nigga-itis, you know what I'm saying? Uncontrollable gazing, which when you look at things too long, you desire it when it's not good for you. You know what I'm saying? And then the last one is attending bad company, where the bad company, I don't care if what it is, you know, it could be your best friend from third grade. They're gonna try to encourage you to do things in which you want to abstain from out here, you know what I'm saying, so you can get ahead in life. However, these are the people who will sit back and hate on you, you know what I'm saying, where you get the hatred right beaming on the back of your ass, right from behind you, where you're thinking that it's outsiders hating, but it's really the people right next to you. You want to know why? Because they want you to be just like them. Doing nothing. You know what I'm saying? And the minute you know how to do something well, they automatically got to conjure up preponderant beliefs about how it's going to be unsuccessful for you. Want to know why? Because this is the last lack of their ambition. So, folks, you know what I'm saying? Remember, one of the four poisons of the heart is attending bad company. And bad company is bad for business. You know what I'm saying? And we don't do bad business, do we, E?
I don't do bad business, but what does that have to do with network marketing? Because that's the subject matter.
Well, subject marketing also, what I'm saying to you is subject marketing also depends on your peers and also depends on the people around you, because the first people who in marketing, who you target is the people around you, where these are the first people that your products are accessible for. You know what I'm saying? Depending on what kind of marketing it is. But I just was elaborating on your Mary Kay situation. You know what I'm saying? Well, you know, that's what I was elaborating on. You know what I mean? But all in one, you know what I'm saying, we got to pay attention to who's around us, because, like I said, if we worrying about pleasing who's around us as far as our marketing strategies, you know what I'm saying, like, say, I hear people say all the time, just come support me, support, support, support. Well, the support is good, is one thing, but being a consumer and a customer, and you know what I'm saying, because you like my products and things like that, you know what I'm saying, is another thing. So, you know, all these things correlate together. You see what I'm saying? And if you can't correlate it out here, people, you know what I'm saying? I got Gorilla Goo for you. I'm Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, represent from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where we know 2 + 4 and 4 + 2. We don't know what that is when we don't know arithmetic. Check your satellites.
All right, thank you very much for calling. So getting back to the point of the show, dealing with network marketing, we were talking about deciding what the goals are. And this is not in specific to Mary Kay, but any network marketing that you may feel led to sign up into, especially any positive and edifying concept. You want to set the goal because the goal is going to keep you focused. The goal is going to keep the plan in motion. And I know for me personally, I do have shiny toy syndrome. I love clothes, shoes, purses, jewelry, you name it. And if I'm trying to set a financial goal, and next thing you know, I'm on the Louis Vuitton website, like, you know what I mean? You have to prioritize your goal. So one of the things you want to do is write your goals down on paper and display it where it can be seen every single day. Back in the day when I was learning how to drive with my learner's permit, what I did was I wrote down questions and answers to what that would stump me. I put them on index cards and I put them everywhere in my room. I put them on the side of the wall of where my bed was because I sleep on my right side. So when I woke up in the morning, that's the first thing I saw was those questions. I had a vanity mirror. I put questions and answers on the vanity mirror. On my wall where my TV was, I had questions and answers. So it reminded me, instead of watching a stupid program on TV, study for your learner's permit. Okay? So write those goals. So here I am in my office. You guys know, you see a lot of live videos I've done. I'm in my office. And if there's a goal, I write them on a post-it. I'm going to say on a post-it or index cards right here. Okay? And these are some financial goals and some business things that I'm currently working on. And for me to stay focused, the more I can see it all the time. And you have to do that. Even if the goal is contacting 5 to 10 people for a sale, even if it's reaching out to 10 to 15 people just to remind them of an upcoming sale. And if you think about even some of these businesses now, they have the text messaging. They'll send you a text alert if there's any new sales, products, things like that. All right. We have a caller 3 in the track. Caller 3, please tell us your name. Where are you calling from?
Hello, E. Davis. This is Tiana Speaks. How are you today?
How are you today?
I'm good. I've been listening to your show, and I have a few questions, if you don't mind hearing your thoughts. Okay. So my first question is this. For me personally, I had experience in sales. It wasn't my thing. When I was younger, I used to sell Kirby, okay? And I will vouch for the actual vacuum itself. It's amazing, and it's worth the price. But I could be in someone's house for 8 hours trying to demonstrate, even with my coworkers, all of a sudden they do a credit check, and this person can't get the vacuum. So I was just frustrated with that. I also used to sell cars, and I see what goes on in the car dealership. I used to do a lot of different things. So I want to ask you this. I want to say a few things. So for me personally, a lot of things that people have tried to get involved in the past, they also use certain terms and things like that to get me interested. And this is one of the reasons that it turned me off from Amway with the people that wanted me to be involved, because I noticed that each person who was involved was saying the same thing to me. And I was just like, wait a minute, hold on. I feel like they've been trained to tell me certain things, and I just kind of was like, wait a minute, no. I'm not saying Amway is not a good way to go for certain people. I'm saying it wasn't for me. But what I want to ask you is, what advice do you have for someone that doesn't want to create wealth for someone else but wants to create wealth for themselves, meaning they don't want to be involved in America, they don't want to be involved, they want to do their own thing. What goals would you give that person? Because some people may not be interested in sales for a company that's already in existence, even though sometimes those particular things are good for people who don't want to, have overhead and things like that. What advice do you have for those people? Because there are those particular people out there, so what goals do you feel that those particular people should have and write down?
Well, I like your mindset, because I'm not about building somebody else's brand. That's my thing, so I get it. My advice for you is find the business that you want to start and research the competition. For example, For me, I like to write. I'm an independent author, and I'm a publisher, self-publisher. So my competition is other publishing houses and other independent authors on how to get those sales. You want to study marketing. You want to study promoting. In the days of social media, you have to get your face out there. You have to be relevant. You have to it's not all about buy my product, but you want to be engaging. You want to show yourself having fun. You want to show yourself being silly, being human. Mm-hmm. Too many people take the social media post too seriously as it flaws in their makeup and their hair. It's like, no. Start your own business. Find out if you want to do an LLC or a 501c3 or whatnot. Start your own business and just build from there and look at business strategies. Read business building books. Look at there's a couple. I can even research it after we talk and it's posted on my page on Facebook. There's so many different even business building things on Netflix. In fact, there is these young ladies, they like to organize things. They're the queen of being organized. And they started their own business called The Home Edit. And they just started posting on social media. And before you know it, they're now helping celebrities get their closets organized. Even, right. You know, regular people, say get their kitchen organized, get their living room organized, get their children's room organized. And they just start on social media. They didn't build their business off of network marketing. The only reason why I'm suggesting network marketing in this season is simply because if some people may not know where they want to build their business at, like they say, well, I know I want to be in business for myself. I just don't know what to do. So they go to pick network marketing because they're able to make that extra money. They're able to build their name within that community. And some people have taken that opportunity, stacked that money, and then realized what business that they want to do and start their own company. And they moved on.
Right.
Yeah, so that's the best advice I can give you. Whatever business that you want to start, get it started, do the research, that coin.
So I have a few comments I want to make, and I just want to know your opinion on this, my thoughts. On things that you said. I know one sentence was, you know, we all need to be validated. I find that for me personally, like that's something that I like to teach is that we don't need to be validated with certain things because if you know that you possess your strengths, you don't need anyone else to like tell you. So the thing is, like I think that's a lot of times why people get caught up in certain things and certain jobs because people need that praise. I'm not saying that it's not good for someone to let you know that you're doing a good job, but if you're absolutely looking for it, I think that's how a lot of people get caught up in things and end up being at a job that they hate for so long. You know, maybe they are doing a good job, but they're not necessarily happy. The second thing is I want to say about family. You know, me personally, you know, I am very careful with who I involve in my business. I've only had one of my friends, just one, come with me to any business events that I do, you know, besides the people who are my friends who are already in business, you know, like Ava and things like that, but people who aren't, because at the end of the day, these people are a representation of me and like how I conduct myself. So when it comes to family, I find that, you know, sometimes people don't have a great family and may not have a great support system. So even if they are in sales and they're like, hey, buy my product, a lot of times, depending on your demographic, depending on like, you know, there's crabs in a barrel, you know, basket mentality where you might tell somebody what you're doing and they try to sabotage it or ruin it. So sometimes I think with certain people have to be careful with asking the people around them to support them. And, you know, if they have a great support system and a great family, that's different. But if they don't have a great family or, you know, people around them that they feel like they can trust, you know, or people who are even, you know, in a mindset. I'll give you an example of what I mean. It's just something simple, you know. Recently, like I've been doing a lot of Zoom interviews, right? If I told someone, I told person A, you know, I've been doing a lot of Zoom interviews and they want to say something nice to me, it's like, oh, good luck with your job, right? And then I tell person B who has, you know, entrepreneur-like mindset, you know, I'm the one doing the interviews, you know, I'm interviewing people, you know what I mean? But if you talk to an employee, they'll automatically take their mindset to me being in one interview. So it's all about the mindset of people who are around you that I think, like, if you involve them in the things that you have going on, can determine your success as well. So what I find is I don't really talk, even though I'm on this station, as an intern host, I don't tell everybody because I know who is for me, who is not, who is going to help propel my success forward, you know, with genuine intention, and who is just wants to use me as, you know, like, oh, I see what I can do, you know what I mean? And I always make sure, even if I contact somebody in business, that whatever I'm doing is mutually beneficial. I never do anything for myself. So I think a lot of times the importance on validation is a lot of times, even in just general life and relationships, can cause be the cause of our downfall in a lot of situations while we stay in things. And then, you know, as far as support, like, you know, if I have somebody who, you know, only one person I really pushed hard to support me on the radio, and they did it. Now they do, but I'm like, you know what, I'm not asking you anymore. If I ask you a few times, I rarely ask people really to support me unless I really feel close to you, and especially if I'm doing something and I ask you a couple of times about something I'm doing and you couldn't take a couple of minutes out of your day to do something, so then I'm not going to ask you anymore. Then I realize where your head is at when it comes to me. Either you want to utilize my strength for yourself, or either I can just pull myself away. So I just want to know what you think about those things that I said. And before you answer, I will say my next show is on December 29th at 9:30 p.m., and I will be talking about truth, pain, validation, and manipulation. And I'd like to hear your thoughts on what I just said.
Okay, so everybody, when I say everybody needs validation, it doesn't mean that they need some type of words of affirmation so they can get through their day. A simple thank you, a simple please, a simple appreciate you is sufficient. We all like to hear that. Do we need to hear it? No. And I think in some customs, and I think Japanese customs or the Middle East customs, after done eating, a belch lets them know that you enjoyed the meal. That is a form of validation. I'm 46 years old. I don't need anyone telling me that I do a great job on something because I know it's done. Sometimes when you hear silence on a situation, you know that you did that thing. Even Beyonce say, you know, the best revenge is your paper. And that's her form of validation because she says she slays. And we all know when she does the performance, whether you're a Beyonce fan or not, it's going to be a high power performance. She's going to make her coins and she's going to go off in the sunset and do her thing and then drop another surprise album. So that's what I say is a part of validation. Also, I've mentioned before, with your mindset, I question anyone that stays around negative people because you end up being negative yourself. All of my friends and family know that I'm a publisher and an author. A lot of my friends and family have not bought my books, plural. And a lot of my friends and family have not. They bought it and some didn't. Some came to book signings, some didn't. I don't ask personally anything unless I really want your presence there, but I make the advertisement on social media. If you find wind of it, you find wind of it. I don't need their sales to make me because I did that. Okay, I was brought up to be confident in what I'm doing. And I was brought up to have and to be around positive-minded people. So me personally hanging around or associating with negative-minded people, they get maybe at least one conversation out of me. Once I know that you bring negativity to the atmosphere, I no longer associate myself with you. So it is your mindset, hence what I said about my friend and her so-called roommate. Her roommate told her what it is. And her roommate told her what she's going to do. So I questioned my friend, why are you tolerating that? Now, if she wants to continue to stay in that quote-unquote friendship, that's on her. I don't have to question anymore. I put the bug out there. It is what it is. But thank you very much for calling. We have a caller four in the queue. Caller four, please tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, my name is Ricardo Rashad. I've been listening to
what
you've been talking about. Hi, how you doing? I just had a question. I know you were saying stuff about the Mary Kay or whatever. I don't really know much about it. I know that I've seen it, like, through, you know, work, and a lot of people sell it and stuff like that. Like, I wanted to ask you, like, is Mary Kay your business, or was you just giving an example of the marketing? And it is, like, what made you want to do Mary Kay, you know, opposed to anything else?
Okay, great. That's a great question. I do sell it on the side. I'm not a – I don't market it majorly, because my focus more is on writing and publishing.
Okay.
What – I've been familiar with the product, again, since maybe the late 90s, and I had – and I used it. I had acne-prone skin, and then one day – like, you know how you just crave sugar, you're just drinking soda and eating – all the necessary, you know, all the junk food, and I had bad acne along my cheeks and everything, and I couldn't take it. Normally, I would just drink water for 2-3 weeks straight, and my skin would clear up, but this time I wouldn't, and I happened to meet this lady. I was working at Staples out in New Kensington, Pennsylvania, and I met this lady, and I just said, I can't get my skin to clear up. I don't even know what brought on the conversation, and she told me to come to her house after my shift, and she introduced me to a skincare product through the Mary Kay line, and within 2 weeks, my face was flawless. Like, it wasn't like a gimmick. It wasn't like it wasn't a one-time thing. And so I used that product religiously from 2002 until 2013. They discontinued it and created a different product, but I ended up using more of an adult brand that Mary Kay has, and I've been using that since 2013. I do know, I am familiar with some of the perks, such as, you know, they give you the car, the Cadillac, and I get 50% commission on anything I sell. So that's one of the, you know, the bells and whistles. Now, am I like a hardcore, stone cold Mary Kay consultant? No. I basically, I got my starter kit, and because I get 50% off on the products, why not? And then I get 50% on commission.
Wow. Okay. Wow. I think that, like I was, like, as far as marketing and all that other stuff, I think a lot of the stuff that you were saying is just, whenever I, like, listen to some of these shows, a lot of the different radio shows, that's why I always say, like, I really like the network, because it's just like a melting pot, you know, and it's everybody's so different. And a lot of these shows, when I do get a chance to call in, I don't really know as much as the information. So I feel like even just listening to like a lot of the stuff that you're saying, like, I'm just like, wow, like, it's just knowledge. And, you know, some people say knowledge is power. So, you know, just it was just real informative, and it's a good show. So.
Thank you.
I'm definitely learning some things.
No, thank you very much. And again, I just use Mary Kay as an example. There's other network marketing ventures out there. Like I said, I'm not doing it just to for any major purposes, because I have my own business. I'm a firm believer in multiple streams of income. So if I got extra $100 coming in this month, you know, off of a Mary Kay sale, so be it. If not, you know, I'm not going to go hungry. So, but thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So I've been advised that we're about to, I didn't realize how late it was. Wow. Final thoughts. Okay. So as mentioned, we are closing out this new year, and this is my last show of the new year. I'm so thankful. It's been, I think I've been with this for 2 years. It's been a great 2 years, and I can't wait to see what's in store for next year. With Strictly Business and some of the business things I've been brainstorming to share with you, and even some of the business ventures that I'm getting into that I'm learning myself. So just think, if there's a business out there and you know you want to be an entrepreneur, but you just don't know what to do, you know, you're not an author, you're not a publisher, you know, you don't feel like doing Uber or DoorDash or nothing like that, think of network marketing. That's just a way of bringing in some extra money. You could definitely establish yourself as a business person, and you can learn a lot, teach you how to do direct sales. They teach you how to talk to people, how to gather, I guess, that money, how to get that sale and how to be engaging, and the power of network, because you never know who you're going to meet at these conventions and conferences. All right? And I believe it's time for Ngozi time, if I'm not mistaken.
Wonderful music by one of my favorite female vocalists, Chaka Khan. And that last song was my favorite. That's my favorite Chaka Khan song. Thank you so much. Ain't nobody. And with that being said, ain't nobody. Ain't nobody going to run your business like you. Okay? So, E. Davis, I enjoyed the show tonight. I really did. And you gave a lot of good points for all of our listeners tonight and the callers with their comments and questions. And I thought about what Clev One had said. Clev One said that the guys, they did not have Mary Kay. And what they did have was a, what they said, like a starter drug pack. To become a drug dealer, a starter drug dealer pack. And I found that to be very interesting with what he said, and he talked about the things that came along with that pack. And unfortunately, that was the way it was back, you know, in those days where he grew up, when he grew up. And it had funneled into even now. But there are opportunities, guys, out there for you to become an entrepreneur as well. And Mary Kay was just an example of one of the things that has been out for a while. And I used to be a Mary Kay consultant, beauty consultant. And I met a lady at the church one day that was the sister of the pastor. And we were at the pastor's house. She came and she was like, she drove up in a pink Cadillac, first of all. And so we were like, whoa, a pink Cadillac, because we never saw a pink one. And she said, oh, yeah, y'all can get one of these, too. And we said, well, how did you get it? And she started telling us about Mary Kay. And she said, well, why don't y'all come inside? I have a kit. I want to show y'all something. And so what she showed us, okay, was that we didn't wash our faces good enough, right? So she gave everybody a washcloth and water and stuff and told us to wash our face really good. We washed our faces and we saw dirt come off and all that stuff on the washcloth. Then after that, she put these products in these little containers and she had us apply that to our faces and then wipe our face again. And lo and behold, more dirt came off, okay? And so after we finished, our skin was so much brighter and clearer, and it was glowing. And so I was told, I'm like, okay, I want to become a consultant, and I did. And I sold Mary Kay for a number of years and did makeovers and everything and made my way up the ranks. I never got the pink Cadillac, though, because I started doing some other things, and I stopped with the Mary Kay. But people that stuck with it and wanted to continue to climb those ranks, they have incentives. Ebony mentioned validation, and, you know, no, we don't need to be validated for anything, but within these multi-level companies, which they were called back then multi-level marketing, and now they call them network marketing now, but they had incentives for you to work hard and to make it to become a director, a regional manager, a national manager, ruby, diamond, and platinum, and all that stuff for different level of multi-level marketing companies. And people worked if they wanted to make those ranks. And then they had bonuses and commissions. And I worked in so many different multi-level marketing companies over the years. And I did great in all of them. And like now, I'm still in one, and I've been in since the 80s, the early 80s, and I'm a naturopathic doctor, so I put people on herbs. You want to get well and stay well? Get off your medications? That's where I come in, and I can get you well and get you off those medicines because they're never going to heal you, but they're going to slowly kill you. And you know, it's about selling health. And should we have to sell health to you? No, you should want to be healthy. And taking man-made medicines is not going to help you. It's not going to get you healthy because they're chemically induced. So even with herbs now, so they have incentives and you can climb the ranks. And I made it like really, really high with selling herbal products. And, you know, but my goal is to get you well and to teach you how to be healthy. And my mom does it, and she's like way up there. She's like a national manager. And so it's an awesome thing, people, for those of you that want to work in that type of capacity. But then you can become your own entrepreneur, like Tiana Speaks said that she didn't want to be at one of those type of companies, and she wanted to be her own entrepreneur. And I am still my own entrepreneur, and I work in different facets. And so what Ebony told us tonight was absolutely awesome and amazing, as always. And, yeah, if you're working and you want to get incentives, work hard, and you'll get those bonuses, those commissions, and whatever prize they're giving. I remember I had the most sales, and one year I won an 8-day cruise. This is maybe about 15 years ago. And so they have all kinds of incentives. Look for those companies. Find where your passion is. But thank you so much, Ebony, for this show tonight. It was absolutely wonderful. I invite you all to tune in Sunday night. This Sunday night is going to be the last Sunday for News Forum in the year of 2022. Next time, it'll be New Year's Day. So tune in. Those of you that have not been tuning in lately, I'm talking to our fellow host. Tune in this Sunday, like Ricardo Richard. I would love to hear you call in this Sunday for News Forum for the last show of the year. And we're going to be talking about wrongful convictions, of course. And then we're also this Sunday, we're going to be talking about something that recently happened in Philadelphia where a grandparent was abused by her grandchildren. And this is happening where grandchildren are being raised by their grandparents. They're beating them up and all kinds of stuff, elder abuse. And so we're going to be talking about that because this just happened the other day. And it's just sad, but it's happening all over this country. These kids are going crazy, y'all. They're going crazy. All right. So that's Sunday night, 9:30 p.m., everybody. WBNN has advertising through Ngozi Time Multimedia. We're on Pinterest, Instagram, and Twitter at Ngozi_time and Oladele Malewa Ngozi at Facebook. Any comments and suggestions for our wonderful programming tonight? Oladele.ngozi@my.com. For our mothers and fathers' favorite producer, Oladele Malewa Ngozi, I am WBNN Commissioner Dr. Chinchilla J, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Forces Radio that support us on a constant basis. Stay tuned for the 1958 WCAU radio presentation of The Nativity by the late, great John Facenda, sponsored by State Farm Insurance. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. That's tomorrow night, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on WBNN, or you can tune in at www.blogtalkradio.com. Now back to business analyst E. Davis.
Oh, man. Thank you, Chinchilla. I enjoyed your commentary. And you know what? I completely forgot about some of the extra incentives that some of these network marketing get. You know, your platinum status. He doesn't want to be platinum. You know what I mean? But yeah, I mean, it's going to be a means to an end, gathering the financials to step up and do something else to actually start a business, make some extra money, a good way of networking. And also, you just have to have a healthy mind. And the doctor also said that she's a natural herbologist, and I'm vegan, so I'm all about healthy living because I do not do medication, you know, the pharmaceuticals like that, because there are chemicals in it. It does alter everything in your body. So I'm a naturalite, so I appreciate her throwing that in there as well, because it's so important. And then at the end of the year, we are now coming to the close of the year. We got, I think, almost 9 days left in this year, if I'm doing my math right. Just think about where you want to be. If you are starting a business or want to start a business, think about where you want to be. Also, I just wanted to comment, with the drug dealer starter kit. Let's not glamorize that, even though that's way things may have been back in the day. Let's not glamorize that because you're selling poison and you are killing people. So we're going to glamorize businesses that are edifying, potential to grow, potential to help people as opposed to kill people. All right, I'm E. Davis. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. Have a great night. Merry Christmas. Happy holiday. Happy Kwanzaa. Happy Hanukkah. Happy everything. Merry everything. You guys have a great night.